Usage, Storage, and Removal of Temporary Protective Film. Authored by Rick Zand, New Tech Machinery. Temporary Protective Film, TPF, protects metal roofing panels during handling, transportation, and installation. It helps prevent scratches, scuffs, and other damage before the panels are fixed in place. However, not all films have the same characteristics. Understanding how substrates affect adhesion and how to properly apply, store, and remove protective films can mean the difference between a smooth metal roof installation and a major headache. While it may seem like a simple job of stick-on and peel-off, there's more to using TPF than you might think. From selecting the correct tackiness level and thickness for the coil coating to proper storage and removal, understanding how to best handle protective film can save you time, money, and frustration. Whether you purchase metal coil pre-treated with TPF or are applying it yourself, you should know something about treating and handling panels with protective film. In this article, industry experts explain the do's and don'ts of using TPF. Their insights highlight the importance of careful handling and storage, how TPF adhesives work with different types of paint systems, and why it's critical to get it right. What is temporary protective film? First, it's important not to confuse the protective film with the roof's permanent PVDF, polyvinylidene fluoride coating. PVDF is a paint system applied to metal coils to provide durability and corrosion resistance. In contrast, protective film is purely temporary. Its only job is to protect the coil's finish during handling and fabrication. Temporary protective films cover a substrate surface held on by an adhesive that will provide a protective layer to the panels until installation. TPF can be pre-applied to the coil or applied during the roll forming process with a laminator. The film is then removed prior to usage. As Tom Sutherland, National Account Manager at Sheffield Metals International, SMI, explains, the film is just there to protect the coating in the rolling process and during handling. You tear it off before the panel goes up or immediately after installation. Also, while it's still sometimes referred to as PVC film, PVC, polyvinyl chloride, hasn't been used in years as the industry evolved into more advanced protective film solutions. If a contractor or manufacturer refers to it as PVC, they probably mean another type of protective film and may not even realize PVC is no longer used. Pregis Protective Films and Coatings, Sheffield Metals International's, SMI, partner for TPF metal coil applications, manufactures a polymask protective film. As Pregis sales and product manager Brian McMichael explains, we supply Sheffield with a co-extruded product, a blend of LDPE and HDPE. This composition improves performance and reduces costs. How is temporary protective film used? The film is a thin, flexible sheet that covers a material to protect it from scratching or other types of damage. Sometimes called PVC, strippable vinyl, peel coat, protective film, mylar, paper, strippable tape, masking, or paint guard film, it's used for various purposes, such as protective covering on metal coils or sheets to prevent scratches and scuffs during handling or transportation. Packaging material for consumer goods like new appliances. Products that need temporary protection, including glass, carpets, solid surfaces like countertops, etc. In metal roofing and other fabrication processes, TPF is adhered to a panel and then peeled away once installation or transport is complete. Choosing the right tackiness and film. Not all TPFs adhere to metal finishes the same. Gloss levels, paint finishes, and metallic or matte surfaces affect how well the film adheres and how easily it can be removed later. A smoother surface will need less adhesive, whereas a textured metal, because it has fewer points of contact, will require a stronger adhesive. SMI's Director of Operations Eric Simonson emphasizes the importance of tackiness. When testing the proper tackiness level of the adhesive, different coatings need different recommendations. A metallic paint system, a matte paint system, or a textured paint system each requires a unique level of tack. In other words, carefully selecting the TPF that matches the substrate surface ensures you won't end up with overly aggressive adhesion that makes removal a nightmare, or with an adhesive so weak that peels off under a ceiling fan. Textured or matte finishes often need higher adhesion and tackiness to hold because of the uneven surfaces of the materials. Metallic or smooth finishes. typically work well with medium or slightly lower tackiness, since the smooth surface is easier for the film to adhere to uniformly. Manufacturers and distributors provide instructions on which level of adhesive to use for a given metal finish based on rigorous testing. Roll-forming machine operators who administer the protective film with an applicator should follow manufacturer guidelines to ensure they use the level of tackiness recommended for a specific metal finish. Thickness and elasticity. Film thickness and elasticity also play a role in performance. Thicker films may provide more durability but can be harder to remove and less stretchy, which can complicate forming panels. Sheffield Metals, for instance, is moving towards a more uniform thickness across its products. According to Simonson, in 2025, we're going with all 1.6 mm thickness product that has really good tensile strength and elongation. This shift aims to improve handling while maintaining adequate protection, ensuring the TPF can stretch, conform, and still peel away without leaving residue behind. If you're applying the film using an applicator, you'll need to pay particular attention to what type of adhesive you're using. The wrong level of tackiness can render the peeling off process a nightmare and leave a residue on each one of your panels. How TPF adhesive strength is measured and rated. As mentioned, TPF used on metal panels is applied with different tackiness or adhesive strength levels, and manufacturers typically assign numbers or codes to indicate these levels. While there isn't a single universal system across all suppliers, here are the common ways adhesive strength is measured. 1. Peel strength or tackiness, numeric codes. Many suppliers use numeric designations to differentiate films. For instance, you might see a product labeled 2020 or 1666. These numbers can relate to both film thickness in mils or microns and relative adhesive coverage or intensity, how sticky the film is. In some cases, a higher second number indicates stronger adhesion, whereas the first number might signify film thickness. Other times, the numeric system is proprietary to the supplier. Pregas uses a code that includes the film thickness, type, color, and adhesive type. 2. Ounces per inch or grams per centimeter, peel test values. Adhesive films are also measured by peel strength, often reported in Oz in ounces per inch or Gy centimeter, grams per centimeter. This testing involves applying the film to a standardized test surface, then measuring the force needed to peel it back at a consistent angle, often 180 degree and speed. 3. Thickness versus adhesive composition. A thicker temporary protective film doesn't always mean higher adhesive strength. Film thickness primarily affects puncture resistance and stretch. Adhesion and tackiness, the type of glue and its coverage level, determines how well it bonds to metal or other surfaces. Key best practices. One of the biggest pitfalls is leaving TPF panels or coils exposed to the elements. Heat, moisture, and especially UV rays can degrade the film and its adhesive. Sutherland warns, if it gets in the sun, that sun will bake that film on that panel, and you cannot get it off. In extremely hot climates, just a day or two of exposure can cause this problem. Time is also a factor. Even if kept indoors, the longer TPF film remains on the panel, the harder it can be to remove. If it sits on there for more than 6 months, even indoors or in a plant, the harder it is to get the protective film off, and after a year, you might not be able to remove it at all, says Sutherland. Simonson echoes these concerns. It needs to only be on the coil or in flat sheet form for 6 months, and it needs to be kept in a certain temperature and humidity range, he affirms. It's not only the temperature and conditions, but the pressure of the coil itself that can chemically break down the PVC film and adhesive if the coil isn't used within that 6 month timeline. Takeaways. Recommended timeline. Apply the TPF within 6 months of receiving it. If it has already been applied to the coil by the supplier, use it within 6 months. Keep the material in a controlled environment away from heat and moisture. Avoid outdoor storage. Leaving coated panels or coils in direct sunlight or rain for prolonged periods can cause the adhesive to break down and the TPF to become brittle. If it's exposed to too much UV, the plastics will actually start to degrade, Simonson points out. Pressure matters. The weight of stacked panels or tightly wound coils can increase the bond strength over time, making the film harder to remove. Storage recommendations: Pregis. Store protective film products in original packaging, shipping cartons until needed. Do not store substrates for longer than 6 months with protective masking films applied. Maintain a storage temperature range of 50 degrees 60F. Store TPF-treated substrates in the relative humidity, RH, range of 40% to 60%. Keep away from exposure to temperature extremes, direct sunlight, water, solvent, and other contaminants. Rotate protective film inventory on a first-in, first-out FOB basis, ensuring usage within the warranty period. Failing to follow these recommendations may degrade the protective film. Just-in-time application and removal. Because prolonged storage, exposure to sunlight, and outdoor conditions all pose risks, it's best to apply TPF as close to the installation date as possible and remove it promptly once the panels are put into place. You need to strip it off as you go when you're installing it, advises Sutherland. Delaying removal can cause the adhesive to age and bond more tightly with the paint surface. Also, you don't want workers stepping on the TPF-treated panels too much, as it can further bond it to the substrate. Some installers leave the film on after they've installed the panels, allowing their guys to run up and down on it, says Simonson. That's a bad practice. If you're purchasing coil already treated with TPF, Simonson stresses ordering the necessary amount of material so you don't end up with coils stored for more than 6 months. Absolutely. Order according to the job rather than having it just to have in stock, he suggests. If there's a run on a certain type of coil, it may be worth keeping in stock if you know it will sell fast. Otherwise, you're gambling on having a job that might not come through in time. Dangers of leaving the film on for too long or under hot conditions include spotting, where rings or spots appear on the substrate after the TPF is removed. Ghosting, a light haze that occurs when looking at a panel in a certain angle of light. This occurs when there is outgassing, a chemical reaction coming from the substrate, and the film adhesive is applied too soon after manufacturing. Adhesive residue, the adhesive left behind after the TPF layer is removed. TPF application guidelines. Ambient and substrate temperature should be within 60 degrees F, 90 to F for best results. Colder temperatures than listed will lessen the initial bond to the substrate. Surfaces should be dry and clear of any lubricants, solvents, or other contaminants. Application pressure should not vary from initial approved trials. What if it's too late? Extreme conditions will produce a range of variables when it comes to storing and applying temporary protective film. Heat, cold, and moisture are all enemies of TPF adhesives. Check below for what to do, depending on the situation. Hot temperatures. If the temporary protective film on the panels has been stored or applied in temperatures above 90 degrees F, the adhesive bonding will have increased. Remove the film by pulling slowly from a 90-degree angle. That should result in less ghosting or spotting. Cold temperatures. If the TPF is applied in temperatures below 60 degrees F, the adhesive may not stick properly to the substrate. Before applying, make sure that both the film and substrate are at a recommended temperature. For removal, the film and substrate should be above 45 degrees F. Moisture. If the TPF has been applied to the substrate and encounters moisture, whether from rain, morning dew, or humidity, allow it to dry completely before attempting removal. The film will take on a bluish-white casting, known as blushing, signaling that it is too wet for removal. It will turn water clear when it has dried. Excessive sunlight. Some films may be UV-rated, which can help mitigate damage from overexposure to sunlight. The amount of time a non-UV-protected TPF can be left out in the sun may vary, depending on the manufacturer. Refer to the manufacturer guidelines to determine the maximum UV exposure allowed under their warranty. If you have concerns about the adhesive used on your TPF-treated coil, contact the manufacturer. If you're applying the TPF with an applicator, the film should match the brand recommendation. Using another brand that hasn't been tested with the paint system could lead to problems. For example, Sheffield Metals tested and validated the Pregis materials for all of their paint types. Therefore, only Pregis TPF should be applied to SMI products. Removing residue. Say you've left panels out in the sun or rain for an extended period. While you may be able to tear off the temporary film, the adhesive residue can remain on the panels. In order to remove the adhesive, you can use a liquid cleaner such as CleanSweep by Watts Removal Products, a Sherwin-Williams approved solution. Be sure that whatever product you use is approved by the paint manufacturer so as not to void the paint warranty. Also, as the remover is a chemical, make sure to use the proper PPE when administering it. To learn more about the product and its application, watch the Metal Roofing Channel video, How to Remove PVC Strippable Film Stuck to Painted Metal Panels. Running TPF through your roll forming machine testing and guidelines. For those applying film themselves, it's important to follow recommended guidelines for the adhesive and film type to match the metal's surface characteristics. Deviating from tested combinations can result in poor adhesive performance. Understanding the compatibility between protective films and metal panel coatings is essential for roll forming machine users. When buying Sheffield's metal coil with Pregis TPF, customers benefit from rigorous testing. We gathered a variety of different paints and surface samples from Sheffield and sent them to our lab in North Carolina, where we measured the gloss levels of them all, explains McMichael. We tested 10 to 15 different material combinations on each. We had our team visually inspect for ghosting or adhesion residue. And then once we had our recommendations, Sheffield applied those to their coils for real-world production trials. These tests simulate various environmental conditions to ensure the film performs as intended without causing damage or leaving residue. Roll-forming TPF coil. The thing to keep in mind is that if TPF lifts during forming, it can jam up in your machine's rollers and dies. However, with proper machine operation, running TPF-treated coil through your roll former shouldn't be a problem. You may have to adjust for thicker films. Application during the roll forming process is an option, as with a TPF film laminator. Again, make sure to use the correct adhesive strength to match the substrate. However, some machine users prefer to have the TPF already applied to the coil. Just make sure to keep an eye on it as it's forming through the rollers. The coil running through the rollers on your machine can cause some issues if too much pressure is applied, says Simonson, especially if the protective film doesn't have enough elasticity. TPF should cover the whole painted side of the sheet. However, in some instances, if you're using nail punching, be aware that it may come up during the punching process. The Pregis TPF used by SMI is puncture and abrasion resistant, making it suitable for roll forming. Check with the manufacturer regarding the durability of the protective film for roll forming. Lastly, machines running TPF-treated coils should be cleaned and maintained more often to avoid buildup in the roll former's mechanics. Make sure the forming rollers stay clean and in proper working order. Is temporary protective film worth the trouble? Temporary protective film is designed to protect your panels until installation. It is not a long-term barrier against the elements. By understanding which tackiness level matches your panel's finish, storing materials correctly, avoiding prolonged exposure to heat and sun, and removing the film in a timely manner, you'll prevent problems it can create. Sutherland says, the biggest issue is just not leaving it on. Likewise, Simonson underscores the importance of careful planning and proper usage, noting that TPF works correctly if we store it and use it correctly. All said, it's better to avoid the pitfalls of using TPF than end up with scratched or damaged panels. So, whether you're purchasing the coil with the TPF applied or applying it yourself, protecting the panels can save you time and money.